Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Humility takes wisdom and leads to peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Why would anybody want to be humble? Even though it seems many people today do not prize it as a virtue, humility is very practical. There are few things more annoying than a know-it-all, and people who think they are better than everybody else might find it hard to have any real friends. But that's not the only thing. Humility is one of the most highly praised virtues in the Bible. God's Word says, "The greatest among you will be your servant. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Humility has incredible, practical, and spiritual benefits. How do we get this highly praised and highly practical virtue? Today, James tells us that to be humble, you must be smart. Humility takes wisdom. But not just any kind of wisdom. There is a kind of wisdom that comes from this world James calls unspiritual and even of the devil. This earthly wisdom is marked by bitter envy and selfish ambition. Those are big words. What do they mean? Bitter envy is jealousy or anger over the good that someone else has. It is the attitude that is behind selfish ambition, which means always trying to get whatever you want without thinking about anyone else. Bitter envy and selfish ambition always lead to a life that is full of evil, disorder, and fighting. Humility takes a different kind of wisdom, not worldly, but heavenly. It takes that kind of wisdom to not put yourself first, but others first instead. It takes that kind of wisdom to have a life that is full of peace. Humility takes wisdom and leads to peace. Who came down from heaven to give us peace? Jesus did. God's Son came down from heaven without any bitter envy or selfish ambition. He did not think about himself. Jesus only thought about others. He thought about us. That's why he humbled himself to come into this world, make himself nothing, go to the cross, and bring us sinners peace with God. That is what Jesus has accomplished for us. Through him, may God accomplish that in us. We pray to our Savior. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you humbled yourself to come down from heaven and give us heavenly peace forever. Help us to be wise and humble in all our dealings with others so that we might spread your peace in this world. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.